All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
Soto drives the ball down the left field line towards the corner. It's gone!
It was game three of 162, and the Yankees were looking for win number three, series win number one, and their first winning streak behind Marcus Stroman, who was making his Yankees debut. My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
All right. All smiles tonight, baby. All smiles tonight. Welcome back. Hey, if you had told me that we would begin the season 3-0 against the Houston Astros in enemy territory, and that we would do it without Gerrit Cole, and they would all be come-from-behind victories, I would have said you're crazy. But here we are, and the Yankees have their first winning streak of the season.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Wow, winning.
Nice job by the Yanks tonight as they put together some offense late in the game. Home runs from Cabrera, from Juan Soto, from Anthony Volpe. So that's, what, three come-from-behind wins in a row against a team that supposedly has the best bullpen in baseball, or one of the best bullpens in baseball. I don't know if that's still true, but anyway. So we got to start off with some unfortunate injury news tonight. We found out before the game that DJ LeMahieu is out with a broken foot. So if you remember a couple of weeks ago when we got the news that he had fouled the ball off his foot and they called it a bone bruise, I said over under 2 months until they diagnose it as a broken foot. Well, it was revealed today as a non-displaced bone fracture, so he is going to be out for a while. Yankees also DFA'd left-handed pitcher Nick Ramirez, who honestly never showed me very much. He had a 2.63 ERA in spring, but I didn't think he was all that impressive. See you later.
You're fired.
Hashtag there's Waldo. I love it. I love it. That was a great hashtag. So let's go ahead and take a look at the full screen highlights. So, you know, by the way, if you took the under on the DJ LeMahieu bet, congratulations. You can be Shohei Ohtani's new translator. I was talking about that whole Ohtani situation with my buddy Brett at lunch today. I feel like that deserves a longer discussion, and maybe we can talk about it later. But I really feel like there's something fishy going on there. There's definitely something fishy. MLB is definitely going to sweep it under the rug to protect their walking, talking ATM. But I thought Mike Francesa's podcast about a week ago or so was a pretty solid take. He talks about the financials and how if any amount of money, substantial money, gets transferred out of a person's account, typically that person knows about it. As we take a look at Stroman's performance today, he was really good. Anyway, with DJ out, it seems like a good opportunity for Oswaldo Cabrera to step up and win the third base job. He did make an error today, but another big home run, and he continues to impress. First home run from Juan Soto, you see there, opposite field power, and this man is impressive. Back out there tonight was Gleyber Torres. He exited last night with a thumb injury, had to get x-rays. I'm astonished that they put him back out there because the Yankees are seriously cautious with their players in terms of injuries, but running him back out there, so he must have felt okay. He went 1-for-4. He's hitting .091 to start the season. Stanton got the night off. Yankees debut for Trent Grisham, who came over in the Juan Soto trade. Judge was the DH. And I'll tell you what, if the offense keeps playing like this and Stroman keeps pitching like this, the Yankees are not going to be half bad this year. So also worth mentioning that the Yankees sent down Clayton Beter today after he made his very efficient Major League debut last night. I expect them to stretch him out and to keep him ready as a starting pitcher in AAA should they need one. So Marcus Stroman was the story going into this game. Yankees debut. I was thinking they were going to throw or put Jose Trevino behind the dish, you know, veteran catcher, platinum glove winner, but they went with Austin Wells, which is a good vote of confidence for a kid that they would let this rookie catch a veteran like this who's making an important start against a rival, you know, on enemy territory. So I continue to be impressed with Austin Wells, and I think that there's better decisions being made this year. All right, so we got 1,000 in the chat. Let's go ahead and get to the recap.
Let's get it going.
And again, like and subscribe if you're new here. We are live after pretty much every Yankee game. I think we missed one or two last year. But anyway, both teams were quiet in the first inning. Volpe and Wells got the first hits for the Yankees in the top of the second. Both very soft hits, but more contact this year. The Yankees struck out. Let's see how many times they strike out today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So 11 times. So still too much striking out. But they do have some guys that can make some contact. I think that Wells is going to be one of those guys. And I think Volpe is going to be a little bit better at it this year than he was last year. Volpe had two hits off to a very strong start. He was 2-for-4. He's hitting .400 and he went deep. But Astros jumped out to a 2-0 lead on a double over Juan Soto's head in the second inning, throwing error by Oswaldo Cabrera to set it up.
We spend $250 billion a year on defense.
So both of those runs were unearned. That's why if you look at Stroman's stats, six innings, no earned runs. And if you're new to baseball, an unearned run is a run that scores because of an error or they got on because of an error. To be an earned run, you have to walk or get a hit, something along those lines. Yankees bounce right back. Hard line drive singles from Soto and Judge. Judge not off to the best start, hitting .167, but he did have a couple of decent swings today, I thought. He's getting closer to being on time. Won't be long. He goes deep. And we're going to start facing the number 4 and number 5 pitchers in the rotation the next couple of days. So we'll see if he gets a hanger or two and deposits it into the train tracks. But Rizzo hit one hard at first base, kind of hopped away from Abreu. Got ruled an error, but he hit it pretty hard. Soto came around to score the first Yankees run. Houston got another run in the top of the fifth. Botched 3-6-1 double play. It's a very tough play to make because the shortstop has to hit the bag at the same time that the pitcher is getting to the bag. And I felt like he was a little bit like off to the right. He kind of missed wide right, and Stroman is not a big enough guy to reach back and get it. So went over his head, and then Stroman tried to play the camera and he threw it away. So two errors on one play, three in the first five innings for the Yankees. So defense was a little bit sloppy, but they got away with it. Stroman, I thought, pitched pretty well. None of his three runs allowed were earned. So his final line was six innings, four hits, three runs, none of them earned, two walks, four strikeouts. Neither Yankees defense nor the offense was helping him out very much early, but you know, because the offense came back, he gets the win. So nice job in his debut by Marcus Stroman.
Swing and a miss.
Stro-sho. We take a look at some of his highlights from his debut. You see the down and in slider there? And then I believe this is going to be a cutter away, backdoor cutter. Tucker swings right through it. And you see that nice tight spin on the outside corner, hitting the glove. Here's a nasty slider to Peña to finish off the sixth inning, showing the emotion. That's something we're going to love from Stroman. He wears it on his sleeve. So with what we saw from Rodon yesterday and what we saw from Stroman today, I think the Yankees pitching might be able to hold down the fort a little bit until Gerrit Cole gets back, especially with what we're seeing from the offense. And again, I see your super chats, but I will get to them after the recap, after we do the belt. So top seven, Yankees come back again. Great at bat to draw another walk from Austin Wells. Wells had two walks today. He's got an .889 OPS in these first three games. He was 1-for-2. And that set things up for the Wizard of Oswaldo. Are you kidding me? Stay hot, Oswaldo. As you see his official portrait there. Inside pitch, gets the hands in, goes into the second row. That was kind of where DJ hit that home run in the playoffs a few years ago. But nice job. And he's evidence that being hot at the plate is a real thing. It's not some kind of made up thing that, you know, analytics departments like the Yankees used to do. I don't know if they still do this. They would say that being hot is a real thing. They don't believe in hot. Well, Oswaldo Cabrera is not going to hit, what's he hitting right now? 538? He's not going to hit 538 for the season. I'm sorry. He's hot right now. He's red hot. And I love the hashtag here. There's Waldo. You know, we spend all this time trying to find Waldo, and it turns out, you know, Waldo was just waiting to find himself. Three batters later, Juan Soto, you see it on your screen, opposite field, power. Let's take another look. There it goes. That ball is high. It is far, it is gone. Home run for Juan Soto. Beautiful swing, opposite field power. First home run as a member of the Yankees. And after that at bat, his batting average to start the season was at 545. He made an out later, so he's down to 500, but that's still pretty good. I think we'll still take that. Ian Hamilton was outstanding out of the bullpen today. He worked a scoreless seventh. Yankees tacked on an insurance run in the eighth, courtesy of number 11.
Tony, looking, see ya.
Home run for Volpe.
Hit him in the stands, they can't catch him.
Anthony Volpe, a spectacular OG.
Look at this. Great, beautiful swing. Keeps both hands on the bat. And, you know, Tony Gwynn used to say, hit with the knob of the bat. You know, control the knob. And watch how he flips his wrist there. If you control the knob of the bat, the barrel will follow. There's some great hitting instructions by Tony Gwynn on YouTube that you can watch. But he brings those hands in and just barrels it up. Two-hit game for Anthony Volpe. He continues to have good at-bats. Also played some nice defense. His arm looks a little bit stronger this year. Very slight uppercut, but, you know, when you make solid contact, you don't need much more than that. So that put the Yankees up 5-3. Just call them the comeback kids. Hamilton shut it down in the eighth. Top nine, Oswaldo went up to hit lefty against pretty much the toughest lefty relief pitcher in the game. One of the toughest lefty relief pitchers of all time, Josh Hader, and he struck out. But, hey, if you know, go all in if you're going to go in. And, you know, try it against the best. We've been talking about how he might give up switch hitting. Typically, he would hit right-handed there, but I wouldn't have picked Hader to be the guy I would test that out against. But, hey, it is what it is. Clay Holmes came in for the ninth inning. It was much easier than usual. We got 1,400 in the chat, and I would like to announce the Yankees have a winning streak and are 3-0.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
Start spreading the news indeed. And we've got five super chats to get to from Damian Green, SK, Mark Steenros, Zuzu Boy, and Jeffrey Cole. And we'll get to them in just a second. But we have to hand out the belt. And we have a returning champion, Oswaldo. I asked Frankie Baseball. I'm sorry, Frankie. I asked him, and he said Soto. We should give the belt to Soto because he gave the Yankees the lead. I was a little bit hesitant on it, so I put up a poll before the chat went live. We had 20 votes. The voting was overwhelmingly in favor of Oswaldo Cabrera, the Wizard. And so he gets the belt. All right, let's go with chat number one. Damian Green says, last year was 08. This year is 09. I hope so. Last year was a really tough year, 82-80. Yankees missed the playoffs in 08, came back and won the World Series in 09. So that's what he's saying there. I appreciate the dono. SK just dropping the compliments in, says, Derek, greatest content creator. Go Yankees. You're great.
You're a smart motherfucker. That's right.
All right, my man. Mark Stanrose with the $20 super chat says, Yankees win, got the tax refund, got to share the good times with my NYY recaps. Buds, you're the man. I have not gotten a tax refund. I'm going to have to pay this year. My tax guy is currently looking over everything. We're getting kind of close to the deadline. Starting to sweat a little bit under the collar there. Zuzu Boy says, Waldo home run 97, 6 inches in Smoltz, bad location. I'm having trouble with the lingo there.
English motherfucker, do you speak it?
But I appreciate the super dono. Thank you very much. Jeffrey Cole says, I'm more optimistic about this team than I have been in a long time. Love the new graphics and layout. Appreciate it, my man. Appreciate it. All right. Well, that took a while. So, let's take a look at the box score from tonight's game. Yankees got 8 hits. They scored 3 runs in the top of the 7th, 1 in the top of the 3rd. Astros had 4 hits. They got 2 in the bottom of the 2nd, 1 in the bottom of the 5th. And really, I want to hear your comments about Stroman, because I know a lot of people were not high on Stroman when the Yankees signed him, but I think he's looked pretty good. And today, 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, none of them earned, and a lot of movement. He was around the strike zone, only 2 walks. He was avoiding the middle of the plate, which is what you expect a veteran pitcher to do. Soto, 2 hits. Volpe, 2 hits. Judge and Torres both had hits. Wells and Cabrera obviously both had hits. Cabrera, the 2-run shot. His OPS so far, 1.615, which is unreal. And Rizzo had a tough day, struck out 3 times, although he did hit the ball hard. One time I thought he could have gotten a base hit there, but they gave him an error, or they gave the first baseman an error on that. But all right, let's take a few more comments here. Let's see here. The Kramer says, this channel's great. First time here. You got to have the video of the guys dancing in the street to the Yes Network thing. I wish I could use the Yes Network thing, but I'm trying to avoid copyright infringement here. But John D., says that he is in love with Hamilton's slider.
I hardly agree.
His slider's great. And we're about to see Beetlejuice up here. I don't know if you guys saw, but, you know, I'm a big movie fan. And Beetlejuice 2 is coming out on September 6th. And that's going to be, like, my event of the year. I'm such a big Michael Keaton fan, such a big Beetlejuice fan. I love it. We got another super chat here from Tyrone Jackson. Says, I think Stroman will have a great year. He is fired up to be here. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey.
Patsy says, give a blank check to Juan Soto. I don't know if a blank check is going to cut it, but I saw Fangraphs project 15 years, $701 million, which would obviously be the largest contract of all time. And, you know, when you look at Juan Soto in the highlights, or you look at his numbers over the last several years, I mean, they jump off the page. He's got some great highlights, and his numbers are great, but somehow they don't do him justice. You watch him out there, and he just eyeballs these pitches that are, I mean, just this close. And for the people listening, I'm making a really small pinch gesture with my fingers. He just eyeballs these pitches right off the plate, and then if you get it over the plate, he hits it hard. You know, he hits line drives to the other field. Last night, he doubled off the left field wall. He hit a line drive over the shortstop's head. And then today, the opposite field home run. And then in spring training, you remember he hit one in the frickin' parking lot in Tampa. We saw him at Yankee Stadium hit one way, way up there onto that bar area above the right field bleachers when he was just a kid. He used to torch the Yankees when he was with the Nationals. I remember watching one of his early games. The Yankees were playing in Washington, and I was sitting by the pool at a resort in, I want to say, San Antonio. I was there for a business trip, and I'm sitting on a lawn chair, and I got the Yankee game up, and he hit one to damn near the top of the right field upper deck as a 19-year-old. Kid's unbelievable. Should have shot A-Rod, says, if you had told me coming out of this series that Oswaldo Cabrera would be the Astros boogeyman, I would have told you to stop taking drugs.
Don't smoke crack.
Another super chat here. Super chats all over the place. I appreciate it very much. Ryan says, hashtag Juan Soto season. This team feels different, winning in different ways. Vibes are at an all-time high. Strosho, Long Island alumni, 100 pitches for his first start. Let's go, boys! And since we have over 1,500 in the chat watching between YouTube and Twitter, let's go back and watch the highlights again together. You see, Stroman just dealing early. This was the ball over Soto's head. Judge probably catches that, but I'm not going to be too hard on Soto. He's not a great defender, but he gives enough offensively that, you know, we'll allow it. And he also made that great throw the other night. He's got a great arm. This was the play where Rizzo hit one off of the first baseman, and it just kind of took a weird hop. And he hit it kind of hard. I mean, there are parks, and we saw last year, a lot of messed up plays were called hits. There are parks where that would be called a hit. This was the botched double play. We see Volpe throw and miss Stroman. Stroman comes up and throws it way over home plate, but got back to work, finished the sixth inning with a strikeout there. Here's Oswaldo. Look where that pitch is. 97 miles an hour, way off the plate. I think that's what that super chat was trying to say. And I wasn't looking at the replay at the time, so yeah, I see it now. 97 off the plate. How do you hit that? This is a slider that barely hits the outside corner, and Soto takes it the other way out of the park for a home run. How do you do that? 102 exit velocity. And then four-seam fastball from Presley, one of the better relievers in the league. And Volpe goes deep. Astros manager in shambles. And look at him barrel this up. That is absolutely beautiful. Yankees win. Let's hear it again from from John Sterling.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
Gotta listen to it twice because it's a win streak. Tyrone Jackson says, first three wins this year are comebacks. Would not have guessed that after watching us last year. Different team than last year. What have we been saying the last few years? And you may not have been here. I think you were, but your name looks familiar. But this team didn't have the balance the last few years. Today, the Yankees put five lefties in the lineup, and that's the first time they've done that in like 3 or 4 years, they said. And this is a team that plays in a stadium built for left-handed hitters, just not taking advantage of it. And then we got another couple of chats here. John Sterling with the call. Love John Sterling. And he is a sound for sore ears the last couple of days because we had the Apple broadcasters, and today we had John Smoltz. I tried to switch over to Sterling, but it wouldn't sync up with the Fox thing, so I had to listen to John Smoltz. Taking another look at Volpe's big home run here on the inside part of the plate. Just clobbers it. And the Yankees, with a great, great win streak to start the season, they take the series. So they win the first three. And ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get a few more comments in. Looks like it's about to rain. It's 10:30 at night. Let's wrap it up.
I gotta get out of here.
My timing is all thrown up. I thought it was like 8 o'clock at night.
You go.
I'm all messed up right now. Doug Rao with a great comment. And Doug is one of my all-time, like, he's in the Commenter Hall of Fame because everything he says is funny to me. He says, read your taxes. You were a Yankee fan in the tax year of 2023. You can write off tissues and liquor as a business expense.
I'll be over here like winning.
I wish. But I actually didn't have much liquor. I don't really drink very much anymore. I'll have a glass of whiskey once in a while, but I don't drown my sorrows because I got to do these post-game shows and I like to be somewhat coherent. But all right, everybody, thank you very much. As Bronx Bomber says, start spreading the news. Yankees 3-0, and then we'll be back tomorrow. The game is on. Yes, I believe it's at 2 o'clock. So we're all messed up in terms of timing. Let's see. Tomorrow we are. And sorry for the delay. 2:10 p.m. Clark Schmidt versus J.P. France. Right now, I'm going to go put on the Dodgers game. It's in a rain delay, so I was hoping I would get to see Yamamoto pitch. It looks like he's gone four innings, one hit, no runs, four strikeouts. So he's bounced back a little bit, but it's in a rain delay in the fifth inning. So I don't know if they're going to bring him back out, but I'm going to go check And then last super chat of the night, Amart says, you think Soto will ever get too expensive for us? I don't think anybody should be too expensive for the Yankees. It's been a long time since the Yankees have had the biggest contract ever. And I think that now is the time. So I will see you guys tomorrow after the game. Also, call into the voicemail. It is 718-899-1068. We're going to do a lot more voicemail shows this year where we take your calls about certain players or topics. I put the calls on screen, and I'll answer the questions and so forth and just riff a little bit. You know, 5-10 minutes every morning, or not every morning, but most mornings. And it'll just be a fun little morning show for us this year. You get the recap at night. You get the morning show. Bada bing, bada boom. I'll see you next time.